Hello and welcome everybody to another episode of our Wine Stuff and Brewery podcast, 1000 Years of Beer.
We are back!
We are back!
And if you're wondering what we mean by we are back...
Not just a new episode back, nope. So we are totally nope. back.
We're totally back, and we're back in the beer garden. We're actually sitting in the beer garden right now, and this is probably the best episode ever. Because
totally.
we get to do it in the beer garden while drinking beer, while eating a fresh pretzel and some Obatzda, some cream cheese, and it's just it's an incredible feeling,
you know. Absolutely.
After all that Corona lockdown and stuff, it's just amazing to be back. And if we take a look around here, people are overjoyed. They're smiling, they're laughing, they're drinking beer, they're having some delicious Bavarian food.
We're drinking beer,
and it's a feeling that you know, it's a way
after
of
all
life.
It's
a Bavarian way of life.
Yeah, it's a Bavarian institution, the beer garden, and actually that's our topic for today.
Exactly, and you know, it's good for our partners and venues to be able to open up again. It's been almost 6 months that beer gardens or restaurants were open, and not only for to go.
Yeah, in Germany, some countries did better, so they
exactly,
opened up
yeah.
a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
That's great.
But we weren't allowed to travel, so
yeah. So,
but that's beer garden, a Bavarian institution, yeah. and
let's not talk about the past. Let's talk about
incredible.
What we have right now, and we are back.
Yes,
we are back
yes.
in the beer garden, having beer, having some pretzel and stuff, and it's amazing. It's an amazing feeling, and. You know, a beer garden is something so special. It's something so typical Bavarian.
Exactly.
I mean, it's like Bavarian as beer or as Lederhosen or as a pretzel. You know,
yeah.
it's a cultural Bavarian institution.
It is, and you know, the things that make it a Bavarian institution is, you know, if you look at a Bavarian beer garden.
Actually, you're the born and raised Bavarian. Actually,
yeah.
I believe you're literally born in a beer garden, right? Right? Something like that.
Something like
pretty
that.
Pretty close
yeah.
to that. Okay. Tell us, Anton, what defines a Bavarian beer garden? What makes it so special? Or how is it? Or which parameters must be fit to be an original Bavarian beer garden?
Well, you need Bavarian beer, of course. That's the first thing.
Yeah, like Weinstephaner.
Exactly. And what else do you need? You need trees. You need big trees that you have a lot of shade everywhere. That's Bavarian beer garden. You need gravel on the ground. You need beer tables, special chairs, special benches. You know, it's all about communicating, and that's typical Bavarian beer garden style. Communicate with people. Even get to know new people, like... Listen. Do you have an extra seat at your table? And then you get to talk
sharing tables.
Sharing tables, and you get yeah. to talk. You get to talk to strangers like in a second. And that's the Bavarian way of communication in a beer garden, because there's no segregation between different backgrounds. You know,
or different people. When there's
exactly.
space and you need some space, you can sit down, and it's perfectly accepted. That's normal social behavior in a beer garden, to sit to a table with strangers.
Exactly.
It's something in other countries would never happen. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
But in a Bavarian beer garden, it's totally normal, right?
Exactly. It's the normal thing to do. You go into a beer garden, you see, all right, everything's packed. There's a lot of people there, and but you see, there's a little space at that table. You just go to that table and ask for an extra seat there.
And it won't be...
It won't be an issue. It won't be an issue. People will give it to you. And
they're like, come on, sit down, have a beer. Let's
exactly.
be friends.
Exactly.
We are friends now.
And this is probably the most typical thing about a Bavarian beer garden. The whole being open to new people. And that's probably what I...
Because beer is bringing the people together.
Exactly. Exactly. But this has actually
some
roots
pro tips,
in the history.
Anton, some pro tips for tourist, traveler, or foreign guys going first time to a typical, traditional Bavarian beer garden, sitting to a table with some random Bavarian folks, topics to talk about to get connected fast. What do you recommend?
Well, topics to talk about.
FC Bayern.
Well, there's soccer, of course. Of course, there's soccer or football for our English listeners. There is beer. Actually, you can talk about beer a lot. You can talk about recent politics, although I wouldn't recommend it. But, you know, sports is always a good way to start a conversation. It's always a good way to start a conversation with you know, sites you can see in the town. For example, famous things of things Freising is famous for. Yeah, you can start talk about
what that. What I learned pretty fast about Bavarians is when you ask him them where to go for another good beer or what I need to see. So this is like Bavarians love to talk about how beautiful everything here is. Yeah, and, exactly. And this is like something, yeah, because they feel flattered about it, that they can now be the expert and show you around or give you some tips where to go. This is what I learned. So it's like, want to be connected with Bavarians. It's like, oh man, it's so great here. What do you recommend I should do?
Yeah, and that's all about communicating. And that takes us to the typical Bavarian beer garden, where communication is everything.
Yeah, that's actually pretty nice. And I have learned, and that's what the brewer inside of me is now coming out, is the how does those Biergarten develop to be that, you know, with the shady, with the big trees that spanning a lot of shade and with the gravel on the ground. Because a Biergarten developed about 1800 around at the surroundings
of
Munich.
History. That's a lot of history.
At the surroundings of Munich, where the big breweries in Munich and around Munich had their beer cellars there. So, and above the beer cellars, they planted some trees, especially some. Let me look at the English word again, pretty quick. The chestnuts, right? The chestnut trees, the chestnut trees, because their roots do not go so deep into the ground, so they don't destroy or don't affect the cellars, so the ceiling of the beer cellars, and the gravel on the ground is also spending some reflection of the sunlight, so that the top of the beer cellars gets not infected by the heat in the summer, and so they started then to pour the beer outside directly of the beer cellars, on the top of the beer cellars, in those shady gardens above the beer cellars, and this became the Bavarian Beer Gardens. And that's the reason also, because this was not actually a restaurant or an official pub or whatever, so they don't serve there any food, just maybe some bread or pretzels, and that's it. Just the beer that getting out of the cellar beneath the beer garden. And so also very simple benches and tables were set up there, and that's why you can also bring, or the tradition of bringing your own food to an original beer garden. So it's legal in Bavaria to bring your own food to, or in special areas of a beer garden.
Which
there are some areas in the beer garden, they are served, and they need to buy the food and the drinks.
Of course, yeah,
but
sure.
Then there are also areas in the most of the traditional real beer gardens where you can bring your own food and just need to buy the beer there.
Which also plays into the thing that we talked about earlier. People from different social backgrounds can sit at a table and eat together and drink together, even if one of them maybe can't afford to buy food for a whole family, for example. It's just that everyone can sit together and enjoy something to eat, even if they bring their own food.
Yeah.
That's historically
also
based.
A family that may have not the money to go out there every day or every weekend to share some leisure time in the beer garden because they can't afford it, but they can bring their food and just take the beer there. And this is how they developed in the Munich area, that those, you know, areas above the beer cellars where they poured out the fresh beer directly of the cellar is sold in the beer garden and the people can bring their own food. But actually today, you know, the term of the beer garden developed a little bit more. Today, beer gardens are often like outside seating areas where you can drink beer. This is a very modern interpretation, but also a very alleged one, I guess.
Exactly. I mean, that's there is an actual definition of a beer garden nowadays, which says there have to be trees. There have to be there mustn't be loud music that, you know, just covers all the conversation. But you have to be able to talk to other people. If you don't, then you're not classified as a beer garden. Because that's the essence of a beer garden.
Then you're just an outside seating.
Exactly, you're just an outside
beer
area
garden anymore.
Exactly, you're just an outside area, and there's the there's actually what we call in German the Bayerische Biergartenverordnung, which is the Bavarian Beer Garden Ordinance. Of course, us Germans we have laws and stuff for everything and regulations, so there has to be one for beer gardens.
That's also so funny that Bavarians have an own law for what is a beer garden and what is not.
Exactly. I mean, that's the typical German thing, and I just wanted to mention it here because it's kind of funny just to know it, that there's that the beer garden things. I mean, there's basically this ordinance covers the times when beer gardens are allowed to be open and, you know, how loud it can be.
Because defined beer gardens by that law are allowed to open longer on the outside than normal restaurant outside seating,
exactly.
Right?
Because the Bavarian government thought back in 1999 or stated that the beer gardens are actually like a thing of culture, a part of culture, and it's not only a random outside area, outside sitting area, but it's a beer garden. It's a thing of culture in Bavaria, and so that's why it's valued higher than just a basic outside sitting area. Mm-hmm. And so that's pretty much the essence of it. And people classify probably any outside space as a beer garden nowadays, and that's okay because. You know when you sit in a traditional Bavarian beer garden, you'll know it.
Yeah.
And so
But I guess the idea classifying outside seating of a restaurant, of a pub or whatever as a beer garden as like a nice outside place where you have a beer, I actually think that is a beautiful thing to name it that way. So that the typical Bavarian beer garden is the name giver for the beautiful situation of having beer outside, good weather with great people, and having great food and great beers. I mean, that's the definition of happiness in my personal opinion.
It's all about having a good time.
Yeah,
and that's I've never seen people in a beer garden not having a good time.
Yeah, actually, we are sitting right now in the beer garden, and it's not that packed like an half an hour before because we now have it's 3 p.m. So people are left after lunch, and I guess the evening business is starting maybe in 1-2 hours, but. The people are sitting here. They are super relaxed and they're super happy and smiling faces and a real weird guy with a real weird hair and a really, really weird 80s sunglasses. Do you see him?
Yeah, I see him.
That's super weird. But yeah, welcome to our beer garden because we're open to everyone and this is,
It's just a beautiful thing to look at.
Really, after this podcast, I will sit down there. So,
let's just call it a day and just have some beers now.
And ask you why he does wear the sunglasses.
So, well, in your opinion, if you look at beer gardens, what are your favorite things about beer gardens?
The beer.
Of course.
The food. And getting connected to others. Even to people I know for years, or people I just get to know, it's like the communication aspect. You know, when I want to have some music, I go to a concert or I go to a club or whatever,
or to
a pub. You know, where they're playing music, and then I can have some party time. But beer garden is not party time. Beer garden is relaxed, hanging out, drinking beer, having some good food, and from getting deep with your friends or getting also connected to new people. Beer garden is all about, you know, whatever, you know, like sitting down to a stranger and say, we are friends now.
Yeah, that's basically it. Yeah.
Have a beer. I pay.
Well, what I love most about beer gardens are, first of all, just to sit in the shade and have a cool Weissbier, cool wheat beer. That's the one thing I love most about it. And also the traditional Bavarian Wurstsalat, which is sausage salad.
Wurstsalat.
And a friend of mine actually has a pretty fine phrase for weather like this, and he says it's Wurstsalat weather.
It's Ingo, right?
Yeah, and he, it's Wurstsalat weather and sausage salad weather. That's what he calls weather, like above 25 degrees Celsius.
Yeah, because then too hot food is like too right, heavy. Yeah, right, and then right. Having a cold Wurstsalat and a cold wheat beer, I can see that.
And the third,
he seems to be a genius, right?
He is a genius. He is a genius. If you listen to this, you're not a genius. But never mind. But and my most favorite thing about beer gardens is, especially in Bavaria, that there is one everywhere you go. So basically, if you do a bike tour or a motorcycle tour, for example, no matter where you go, you'll probably find a beer garden.
Basically everywhere. Yeah.
Exactly, and if it's a nice beer garden, and we do have a lot of them in Bavaria, you're almost certain to get great food, great beer, and you know, great people. And that's
right.
And that's something I appreciate or I value pretty high, because. That's a pretty luxurious thing for us, because there's not
totally
those beer gardens, this kind of culture. I'm very grateful to have that here close by, and so that's basically my favorite thing about beer gardens.
What's your favorite food in the beer garden? I mean, there are so many classic foods that are actually also classic Bavarian German foods. Yeah. But what's your favorite beer garden dish? I mean, we have there, you know. Which you can also find basically at every traditional Bavarian restaurant, like a pork knuckle, the grilled chicken, the Steckelfisch, which is actually something I discovered when I came to Bavaria 16 years ago. Like, you know, a whole fish on a stick, grilled over open fire, very smoky and very intensely grilled,
you pretty
but
much said
very
it.
Nice.
You pretty much said it, that one, the fish.
Steckelfisch?
Yeah, that's my favorite. It is pretty expensive, I have to tell you that, but you get an incredibly great food there, and that's it takes a lot of time, it is expensive, but when you sit down, you have a beer, and you eat slowly, you don't, you know, like
if you have more time for enjoyment.
Exactly you can kind of enjoy, have a beer with it, and you know, I love Steckelfisch, the fish with our crystal wheat beer, our Kristallweiss beer. And that is a combination I can just recommend everyone out there. Try it, and I assure you, you want it in a beer garden every time you go. And that's my favorite. What's your favorite food?
I love like the cold food, like this Bavarian cheese variation of Obatster, which was actually invented here at the Bräustüberl in Weinstephan, in our brewery restaurant.
Yeah.
But there we make an own episode for the podcast just to honor the Obatster, which is now today kind of the Bavarian cheese dish.
It's probably going to be in season 2.
Yeah, season 2, the Obatster, but this is like one of my favorites. But just a classic Brotzeitbrettel, which is like some kind of charcuterie board, which is like different kind of sausages and meat on it, cold one, everything's cold, but pickles and also cheese, some German bread or pretzel to it, some butter, some Obatster, or some cream cheese, and or some intense, spicy mountain cheeses or something like that. So those charcuterie boards with different, we call it Landjäger, which is smoked but dried sausages here from the Alpine region. I love them. Or some South Tyrolean or Austrian bacon. Yeah, Speck. And then some good bread to it. I love Brotzeitbrettel. And this is like the most favorite thing. And this is like my number one.
All right, I'm hungry now. I'll just go.
Yeah, we have here some ovens left. So
yeah. So just to round this up, we have some recommendations for you where to find some extraordinary beer gardens. I think, do you like to start with international beer gardens?
Yeah, I would love to, but maybe, yeah, okay. Beer garden experiences internationally are a little bit different than maybe beer garden experiences here in Germany or in Bavaria, because we already talked about it, that maybe internationally or today a beer garden is more like an outdoor seating, which is decorated nice, or is also some garden-like or whatever, which is totally okay and totally fine. And I have made on my trips a lot of different beer garden, international beer garden experiences. They were totally fine and totally nice. But on the other way, we also talked about it before that, like, you know, sitting to strangers or getting to know, you know, like two tables away from us, there were sitting our CEO of the brewery and our vice president export sales of the brewery, Marcus. And we just waved him to come here because when we are recording the podcast here, he should be part of it when he's sitting like two benches away and having a beer. So Marcus, welcome as a surprising guest star here of our podcast. That's how Beer Garden works.
You took me totally out of my Beer Garden Gemütlichkeit, which means coziness in many ways.
Having a nice talk with the boss, and then we are like, Marcus, you need to tell something about international beer gardens.
Which is a pleasure for me, of course.
Okay, Marcus, your like two or three most impressive international beer garden experiences you had.
I mean, beer gardens internationally, you mentioned it, it's a little bit different than here in Germany, because here it's always a little bit connected also to the lifestyle, to the awareness of life, what you say. And this, you know how it is. I mean, it's it has to do with smells, with aromas, with temperatures, with light. And
climate.
Yeah, and this is totally different all over the world. For example, in Israel, we once had Weinstefan Beer Garden. It was called 1040 Beer Garden by Weinstefan. And it was, we were looking to beer gardens with the Israeli partners here all around Bavaria to find the perfect match, to the perfect example of what we wanted to do in Israel. But you know, in Israel, it's average 15 degrees warmer than here. No leaf trees, only palm trees, more or less. So already this with the atmosphere. So we built up that beer garden, but after 2.5 years, the concept failed. And so they now introduce something like a mobile beer garden that they put up in different sizes, up to 150 people for certain events. So they really can pop up beer garden wherever they like, and they try then to transport this feeling of a Bavarian German beer garden. So this is really specific.
But something totally different than we have here.
Yeah. But very interesting. Yeah. I've been to Israel once, but I did not have seen the mobile beer garden, but I would love to do it once.
Yeah, they put it up always for big events, for example.
Yeah, you told me like
the European Song Contest. Yeah. When they hold that in Israel, they put it right in front of the big venue, and it was a big success. I think people were so in love with the beer, they didn't listen to the music anymore. But
yeah, I guess the German beer was more popular than the German participation of the European Song Contest.
But, you know, also in the United States, there are a lot of beer gardens. One really good example is our biggest customer in the United States. It's called Dacha. They have two venues in Washington, D.C. And they come really close to what a beer garden is supposed to. Yeah, you know, the umbrellas. Situated in between trees, and really also people go there with their dogs. It's a very dog friendly place, for example.
They have a great Instagram hashtag, dogs of Dacha.
Exactly.
It's so super cute.
And they really they made it really well what we understand of a beer garden. But if you don't want to go too far away from Germany, the Austrians and the Northern Italians, they have some kind of a little bit of the culture that we have here in Bavaria. And one beer garden what I definitely can also recommend is the beer garden of the Bavaria Forst, our importer in Italy. It's one of the last three private-owned breweries in Italy. And they have a wonderful beer garden situated in between the mountains, lot of trees, lot of green.
In Algund,
close to Meran.
Yeah. Also, the Alpine panorama there is beautiful. So I can really imagine sitting there in the beer garden, having a Forst beer or a Weinstefan beer. Can be great.
Definitely. And
absolutely. Thanks for your ideas on that. I have not been to the Israel Mobile Beer Garden, but to Dacha in the US, which was amazing. I can also recommend one thing I've been to at the German Club in Brisbane. They have also a restaurant there, which is a club founded by Germans, by German immigrants in Australia, like more than 100 years ago, but they have a restaurant today there too, and also a very nice beer garden out there. A lot of wine stuff and beers on tap, so this is something I can totally recommend in Brisbane, having there some beers.
Really placed in front of a nice historical building.
Absolutely,
It's really great.
The formerly Deutscher Turnverein from Brisbane. So the gymnastics club of the German gymnastics club of Brisbane, which is totally amazing.
A phrase of Turnvater Johannes is painted
absolutely,
on the
and they have a nice outdoor seating also with the gravel on the ground and the wine Stefan umbrellas and stuff like that. So that's actually pretty amazing there. And also I can very recommend two other venues where you have nice outdoor seating is the Angels Inn in Manchester in the United Kingdom. They have also wine stuff on tap, great outdoor seating. And something also, I haven't been there, but my brother has been, and I will go there because my brother is living in Estonia, as you know. And in Tartu, which is the second biggest city of Estonia, there is the restaurant München.
Many students there, right?
Yeah, many students, because a big student city is a little bit comparable, like Tartu and Freising, they have a lot in common when it comes to being a big university city, a big campus city. And there is a German restaurant called München. And they have also a lot of wine, Stefan beers and tap. Actually, I guess even, most of them are wine, Stefans. Mm-hmm. And there's also a great outdoor seating with our umbrellas and in front of a historic Renaissance building, which is beautiful.
They made the place to a wine, Stefan place anyway. I mean, there is a big painting inside with Saint Corbinian.
I can remember.
I think Vitus Corner. They really
Vitus Corner. That's good.
We need that in the brewery.
Yeah.
Well, I also have some recommendations, but mine are more local based, more Germany based. First one, of course, the Wein Stefan Breustübel, which is where we are sitting right now. Delicious food, great beer, and a historic atmosphere. I mean, you're sitting right next to the brewery grounds, basically on the brewery grounds. You can take a walk through the Wein Stefan Gardens and top this off with a beer. It's just an amazing experience just to come here and, you know, have a walk, have a beer. But there are also some other beer gardens nearby that are very recommendable, like the Plantage, which is also basically on the other side of Freising, located in the forest. A very, very traditional beer garden, but also very recommendable. And just to finish this off, we have one in Berlin, which is the Wein Stefaner Lichterfelde, which is a beautiful outside area to sit in. And it's become one of Wein Stefan's, it's become Wein Stefaner Lichterfelde just 1.5 years ago. So it's pretty new,
but also a very green garden, right?
Very green garden, and it's cool because it's right in the middle of Berlin. And if you're on holiday in Berlin, just make sure you check out all the Wein Stefan locations. But because there are many. Yeah,
and also the Wein Stefan of Berlin for itself, also not a beer garden, but an outdoor seating, pretty downtown, which
exactly,
is some kind of Wein Stefan Embassy in the capital. Yeah.
Basically in the touristic section of Berlin.
Hackische Markt. Pretty downtown. So make sure to check them.
All right. So thank you for listening.
Can
enjoy the rest of
your beer now.
And to my CEO.
And to your CEO. Okay. Right. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.